Blog Talk Radio.
What up, my peoples? Welcome to Wine in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. We kicking it on the Friday night hangout, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Friday edition of Wine in the Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. How you guys doing today? Oh, man, I'm messing up. If it seems like I'm a little bit distracted, it's because I actually am. I'm actually over here messing around. I'm on a game. I was trying to get a little wake-up juice in my life with what one might call... Oh, my God, come on, dog. I'm actually, you know, if anybody knows anything about me, I do a lot of... I try to do anything to get that edge, you know what I'm saying? Anything to get that edge. And did I do that, dude? I'm saying a little luminosity. I'm a little bit late waking up right now. And this actually wakes my brain up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you know what? I'm being honest with you, my people. I was, you know, I'm talking all that noise. I want this. I want that. Then you get it, man. Then you kind of slip. I'm over messing up, missing stuff. Yeah, well, I'm just waking up a little bit, getting it right for you. How did I miss that one? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let this go till I finish this up. I done missed 10 trains. As if you ever get the chance, ladies and gentlemen, go play. They don't play fair on Lumosity, man. You know, they try to get you to, they say come sign up, but they don't have to let you play any games. And you're like, yo, they go straight to, we need some money. and they hook you up, like, yo, give me some of that bread. But it's actually really good stuff. I don't know actually how I actually came across these. It was either through TV or a commercial while I was listening to Pandora, something like that. And really is really good. You know what I'm saying? I was actually, well, anyway, you know, I mess with it. So it actually wakes me up in the morning time when I get off work, because, you know, I don't got a job. I hit licks. You understand? Let me explain what I say when I hit licks. In the hood, tell me y'all probably, what the hell is he talking about, licks? Well, in where I'm from the neighborhood, we call it the hood, you know. You know, guys, you guys understand what that is in the background. That's the coffee pot. I'm about to have some tea. You know, I like to have some kind of, I like to have a spot of tea while I kick it to you, ladies and gentlemen. Having a little passion tea. Actually, I ran into this particular tea when I was in Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. And, yeah, it's good stuff. But they say you hit licks. You know, you don't actually have a job. You know, you go do something, you get some money. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff. So I like to think of it like this. You know, it's like, yo, we have an arrangement. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, even though I don't sign a contract, I never actually interviewed for this particular lick. You know, I don't like the word job. It's a job after I don't do it anymore. And, you know, the checks keep clearing. They say, you coming back? The check's going to keep clearing? Like, yeah, well, you know, we got to understand it then. So I keep coming back. You understand? Matter of fact, I'm at the 6 o'clock hour again because normally I'm off on Fridays and Saturdays, but I was offered to hit that lick. I was like, okay, I got to keep the gravy train running, you know. Keep on talking to my people. You understand? So it is what it is. You know, which brings up an interesting point. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I do Fridays. So right now, Fridays and Sundays, as it stands right now, I've been doing that, for like 4 months now, I think it is. Because at one time I was Fridays, Sundays, and Tuesdays when I was, you know, in Hawaii. But it took a little while to get adjusted. Since I've been back in Detroit, and I know it's been a year and a half. That's a lot of adjusting, but it is what it is. I endeavor to give you a good product. while I'm out here. Oh, I'll be messing up, man. Y'all know I like to share the link. I've shared no parts of the link. It's like 5 minutes to share the link. I didn't even go to Facebook and share that with people. Anyway, right now, because things are a little bit unsettled, and some of you guys know, I do. Actually, you can do the show free, or you can pay to have a longer time. I actually pay to have a longer time. Right now, I've been live for 5 minutes. As you can see, I've been running my mouth, doing what one might call establishing rapport. When I was doing the 5 minute link, you know, when I was doing the free half hour, I would take up to 10, 15 minutes just talking, you know, just getting warmed up. So I like to, you know me, I like to run my mouth, so, yeah. I paid for it. You know, it's a couple things I went through. It took a little while to get warmed up a little bit. Not warmed up, but there's a couple of things I want to do. So right now, normally on Friday, I'm at 11 o'clock. And as I will be hitting that lake today and tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow night, which normally I would be off. I don't know exactly how I'm gonna do that Sunday show. Because normally that's 11 in the morning. I get off at 7 in the morning. You know, I can, you know, just simply stay up. Not a problem. And it's not a problem at all. And do the show. I love that. The thing I love about the Sunday show, well, really all of these shows, I don't necessarily script them. You know what I'm saying? I have a good idea what I want to talk about. A little bit more difficult. I don't want to say difficult. It's a little bit more tricky on the Friday night hangout, because there's a variety of subjects that they seem like. It's like that commercial, if you've seen it recently, where it's like that commercial where you've seen it recently. It's like that commercial, if you've seen it recently, where there's this little door. It had got something to do with IT and, you know, internet traffic or something like that. And one person was like, hey, look, a door. And like 100 people try to run through the same door at the same time. Those ideas, and they get all stuck up like that, jammed up. It's like that. They kind of run through my head like in that particular manner. But again, though, it's like, then in the commercial, the door expands itself. So it's like that. Starting to make a lot more sense. I'm starting to, you know, what one might call nervous energy is starting to dissipate. But, you know, that's a little bit more difficult. But Sunday, that law of attraction, you know, I live that. You know, as I always tell people anyway, you know, the secret wasn't a secret. The secret was great marketing. The real secret is that you were doing what you do. Well, not words, when you do the secret. We do the secret the same way all the time. I mean, we do what it's actually saying. We're doing it at every measurable increment of time. So, you know, I can kick that, because I'm trial and error. I'm your boy, dog. You know, because really, I tell anybody anytime, do not take what I say, you know, just because somebody said. I tell anybody, the hell was saying with anything, taking anything anybody said just on face value. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go check it or anything. You, technically speaking, you already know. You already know everything you already need to know. You feel me? You already know everything you need to know. It's just a matter of it's really just a matter of knowing yourself, or trusting your inner instinct. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not like anybody can it's my personal belief that it's not like anybody can actually teach you anything. know what I'm saying? You know, it's like it's already learned dormant in your DNA, which again, even as we speak, is unraveling. You know what I'm saying? You understand that DNA, what's going on? Oh, what the heck? You understand DNA? Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. So tonight's subject, ladies and gentlemen, the subject of tonight's discussion, not like I'm teaching you anything. It's just more of a discussion, you know, because it's a Friday night kick it. Well, not kick it, but, you know, kick it cafe or, you know, lounge. I like to call it the hangout. Tonight's subject of discussion is, does God know? Now, I can hear my peoples, the holy rollers. God is omniscient. God knows everything. And I'm not throwing shade. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I too have holy road. Yep. Shake them up and holy rollers. I did it. I ain't ashamed of it. It served its purpose at that time. But in the light of the things that I actually started this particular segment of One in the Spirit a couple of years ago, was actually from some things that came across my consciousness, I should say. Well, my consciousness caught up with me, something I left for myself, if you would. Because all the books, if you notice, and it's going to make sense in a few seconds. If you notice that anything that you see, if you understand the coreness of God, it's like if you got an issue where you feel like you watch too much TV. Well, you're watching TV. You're doing it. Whatever it is you're doing, it's always one way call God, the infinite, the universe, yourself, the absolute. Let me put yourself. Let me go back and do that again because I normally do this. God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, yourself is always communicating with you. There's no moment that it's actually not. Most of this is what's called an illusion. You know what I'm saying? Everything on the outside that you can see, smell, taste, hear, and physically feel, that is not the world. These are interpretations of things. Everything out here in the world is actually things that, everything out here are things everything out here are, those five senses are tools of interpretation. As within, so without. As above, so below. Or more accurately, as above, so within. Are tools of interpretation for things that are actually going on with you. And that are going on in you, I should say. So, really, when you understand, I know anybody at my door. Okay, it's all good. I'm about to be upset. Everything is you. So, when I started this particular segment of One in the Spirit, there were two things that caught my attention, or more accurately, I think, there are two things that I recognize about myself, and this will make sense in a minute. Well, it's like anything that you come across, any materials that you vibrate, no matter what it is, if it's Buddhism, if it's Christianity, if it's Hinduism, Islam, whatever the case may be, it's base, man, if it's esoteric, it's all the same thing. That's the reason this show is named One in the Spirit, the interconnectedness of all things. And I'd be willing to bet you donuts for donuts. I ain't real sure about it, so I need you to put it in. I bet you some store donuts for some Krispy Kreme donut. I ain't going out like that. I would be willing to bet you, you know, I mean, you know, if you're real sure about it, I bet you dollars for donuts, man. Dollars for donuts. I'm like, no, I bet you donuts are donuts. But this is just speculation, but I'm pretty sure of it. This might be of all the shows on Blog Talk, this probably has the shortest description of the show, or the profile description, the interconnectedness of all things. That's pretty much what it is. It's like, oftentimes, life is a beautiful thing, but we try to complicate it. Oh, that's deep, man. That's deep. It ain't deep. You understand yourself. You're trying to make it sound like more complicated than it actually is. Cut it out, man. Stop. Stop. It ain't the deal. You know, everything, technically speaking, is you. Now, when I started the show, on the Fridays, there was two things that I started out with. You know, it's a weird, kind of weird thing. You know, not a lot of people go across it. You won't see a lot of people. I've never heard anybody actually discuss openly something about, I know, I'm quite sure somebody has done it. I've never heard anybody discuss anything about the, I've never heard anybody discuss anything about the dialogue with Hidden Hand and Billuminati. And I'm talking about on page, also on the second day, when it speaks to the Hidden Hand of the Illuminati. Well, it's actually the whole dialogue, some kind of chat room. The whole dialogue is some kind of chat room. Some kind of chat room thing. And there's the H, we call the Hidden Hand, and then something coming called ATS, Above Top Secret. And on day two, they were saying, is your creator, ATS was asking HH, is your creator the same as our creator? And he was like, dang, this is a good question. I don't like to say he or she, because I don't know what that is, who this person was. They say yes and no. We bring our discussion closer to the core of our discussion. And they say yes and no. And what they're talking about is the whole, start from the whole of the creation spiral. If you follow me, you know, though I speak a lot on the first chapter of Genesis. This, what I start here, is pre-Genesis 1 and 1. I like to call it pre-Genesis 1 and 1. Ooh, that's a good lick. That's a good one. It's pre-Genesis 1 and 1, right? So what it actually starts to say, matter of fact, I'm going to read it for you. Normally I don't, but you know, I don't like to read for you, you know. Like I'm trying to, like your parent or something. But I'm going to read this for you anyway, real quick. Get the Google-san. Google-san! Let me see. Log with the... There we go. No, it probably was fine for what I just did, man. You know, it was kids be messing with kids who can't pronounce stuff. And, dog, stop, man. Cut it out. We used to mess each other up when we were kids. We wonder why we're crazy in life. Now, this is saying, this is a top secret. I'm just going to go over this real briefly. Who is your creator, and is your creator the same as our creator? Hidden Hand, this is an excellent question, which I can use to draw our communication closer to the core. Yes and no. You would first need to understand the creation. In the beginning, now remember, today's subject is, and I'm thinking of God as the creator. Today's subject matter is, does God know? I'm going to get to what I'm actually pointing at. In the beginning, let me go back. Yes and no. You would first need to understand the creation. in the beginning, there is the infinite one. This is the source of all intelligent infinity. It is the undifferentiated absolute. Within it is unlimited potential, waiting to become. Think of it as as the uncarved block of your Taoist tradition. Now, here we go. Infinite intelligence, becoming aware of itself, seeks to experience itself. And the one infinite creator is born or manifest. This appears to your third density comprehension as space. Now, let's go a little further in this. I was going to stop right there, but I'm trying to make a point. In effect, the creator is a point of focused infinite consciousness or awareness. Now, it says the creator is a focus point, infinite consciousness or awareness into infinite intelligent energy. Now, the one infinite creator, also becoming self-aware, seeks to experience itself as creator. And in doing so, begins the next step down in the creational spiral. And I'm going to stop that right there. Now, where this actually, remember I said there were two things. Where this actually corresponds for me again, right? Where this actually corresponds for me again is some writings that I think the world of. Take me on a ride, man. You know what I'm saying? And where we get the imagination flowing. And it's by a gentleman named Guy Steven Needler. And Guy Steven Needler. And the name of his books, I have four of them. There are actually five, but I only have four of them. The first one is named The History of God. The second two are named the Beyond the Source, Books 1 and 2. Now, in Books 1 and 2, they start to speak of, and Beyond the Source, they start to speak of the origin, right? The origin. Again, it became aware and wanted to know itself, wanted to experience itself, and in effect, created something called the... In effect, created something called the 12 source entities to actually start to experience itself. Their job, actually, or their point in being created, was to actually explore areas of the origin, which actually doesn't actually know itself. Now, the fourth book that I have in this, I'm looking right at it right now on my table up under the book called How God Changes Your Brain. This book actually speaks to the origin actually becoming aware. Get what I'm trying to do right now. The origin and the infinite one, the source of all, are one and the same. It's spoken of in two different materials, right here. Now they came to me sort of like it was like an instant connection when I came across the second one. I came back to this in the dialogue with the Hidden Hand. Really, ladies and gentlemen. What is one good at is seeking to become aware. Now, I was talking about some stuff last week when I was talking about event space. See, the origin actually didn't know what had happened, how it became aware. Even when it starts to talk about the becoming aware, even when it does the the source entity. The source entities go through that, went through that same thing. They started to become aware. They just were. You feel what I'm saying? They just were there. Then they start to notice stuff around them. Then they start to notice other stuff. They start to become, they were just there. Then they start to, you know, the awareness start to become. It's kind of like us when we're babies. Because where I'm at with this right now, if anybody's into astrology, the 12 houses in the one vein of Western astrology, you know, astrology in the United States. I'm not the United States technically, but Western astrology, you know, regular astrology, for most people. The 12 houses of the zodiac is a circle, cut it up into 12 pieces of a pie, if you would. The first house represents self. If you understand how that actually goes about, it comes about if you understand how that consciousness is developing, because we are nothing but consciousness. We're not these bodies. Remember, the I is not the physical body. The physical body is something with which the I uses to carry out its purposes. The I is not the mind. The mind is something which puts the I used to plan, think, and reason. So, coming to that conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, if you accept the premise of what I'm speaking on right now, you start to see that it's like you in the womb. Everything is you. You don't really know. You see what I'm saying? You're just aware. This is what I'm trying to get to. Everything, you're an offshoot. You and I are offshoots of what most people call God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute. What it's doing, you're doing. Like I said last week, it was done once. It just keeps repeating itself, doing the same thing over and over. It just looks different. You know what I'm saying? But if you actually have what I like to call the Buddha eye. And I'm not a Buddhist. I just picked that term up when I was in Hawaii. It sounds cool. You know, it makes me sound learned. If you understand, you have the Buddha eye to see it. It's all cyclicity. It's all doing the same thing. I believe this is what Solomon was actually talking about in Ecclesiastes. He wasn't talking about life. No, he started it. You see, it's at one point in there, Solomon was like, yo, I hated life. I was like that one point. I didn't want to kill myself or nothing. Like, I was just like, none. The hell is I'm here for, you know. But then you start to become aware of yourself. It's like, oh, you know, something else to it. Not as bad. You know, so it's there are certain cycles of things that are actually happening, ladies and gentlemen. You know. So, yeah. If you get down to it, you know, you're doing that same thing. So if you go take that back to the origins and the source entities, they were actually started to become aware. Then they become self-aware. Now you become an awakened. There's a process to it. So I say this, when I say, does God know? The same thing as saying, do you know? And how do you know what God knows? See, the thing is this. I said this about a month ago. I'm like, you know what? It's like the chicken and the egg, like we were talking about last week. Which one was there first, the chicken or the egg? If the chicken comes from the egg, then which one were there first? Who laid the egg? And technically speaking, they both can exist. No one has to exist, you know what I'm saying, first. It's like this. It reminds me of Gnostic scripture. Reminds me of Gnostic scripture. When Gnostic scripture is saying, there's something I came across in Gnostic scripture that says, if God was there in the beginning by itself, it actually says he, but I don't like to say he or she. If God was there in the beginning by itself, who was there to name on God? Excuse me. Who was there in the beginning to name on God? good question, don't you think? Maybe we, you know, start to understand something. We need to get away from what somebody told us and start to act and understand what it is we already know. So I say, when I say, what does God know? If you think about this for a minute, without us, who would actually know? See, I looked at that a certain way when I first heard that, what I just said to you. I looked at that a certain way of like, yeah, man, who named God in the first place? Somebody tried to jank us, man. But technically, if you ask me this, what I be saying, technically speaking, there was no right or wrong with no getting janked. You know, it's all us. I like to say it like this gentleman, a great gentleman who I listen to sometimes when I can catch him, Mr. Seven Bomar, says, Mr. Seven Bomar all says this all the time. He says, I don't know if he says it all the time. I heard him. I say it all the time. And quoting him, he says that we are nothing more than prisoners of our own perfection. There's no wrong, it's just interpretation of these things. Another Gnostic scripture that I like to quote is from the Gospel of Philip, where it says, light and darkness, life and death, on the left and the right. These are children. They are inseparable. Therefore, good or not good, the wicked not wicked, life not life, death not death. All elements pray to an original source. But those who live above the world can never fade. They are eternal. If you understand what this script is actually saying to you, all elements fade to an original source. There's a purpose to us being in this particular plane of existence, that you find yourself in this plane of existence. That not just to say that you can hear, you can see something with your physical sight, you can smell something, you can taste something, you can hear something, you can physically feel it. There's a reason that you find yourself with those abilities. We're just coming to the awakening of that, which is, again, is to create on this plane of existence. We kind of get away from stuff. Now, I have a good question. What I'm getting at when I say, does God know? For one, I got away from the point when I was talking about that a couple of seconds ago. When I originally looked at that scripture, you know, like, yeah, somebody trying to jack us. But again, there's no right or wrong to this. It served its purpose. For whatever reason, we're an accumulation of the choices that we actually make. Thinking about it from this perspective, ladies and gentlemen, I see that totally different than when I first saw it. You know, now, when you say, who is there to name them, think about it like this. You and me, who actually knows that's there? Who actually understands what the Creator even is? Who says the Creator created? See, the Creator became something. Became the Creator because it created something. Now, you're at the top of the, you know, food chain at that particular point. You know, it's a creational spiral. If you understand what they're talking about, in the hidden hand right there. Now, there is a whole nother dynamic right there, ladies and gentlemen. Trust your boy when I tell you this one. You feel me? It is a... Think about it like this. It's like the chicken and the egg thing type of thing. If no one was there, who was there to call him God? But that, I think that script is actually pointing to, who was there? And matter of fact, it's good thing I just mentioned this book. I read this book, well, a little bit of it anyway, about going on 5 years ago, How God Changes Your Brain. That's the name of the book. Picked it up. Let me go back a little bit. What's been going on lately? Now, if you guys follow me over the last couple of weeks, I was talking about how I can remember dreams again. It was a time I didn't know if I dreamed or not. Now, I recognize dreams. So what I'll do right before I go to sleep, when I'm laying down, I'll say I would like to remember my dreams in a conscious manner and what they're actually saying to me. In the dream, I recall, this is like this past week, the book I'm looking at right now, in its condition and everything, because it was in my sister's basement. I was in Hawaii for 3 years, and I didn't mean to go over there and stay. I wound up just being over there for 3 years. But so it was in her basement. It's a little bit worn, you know, a little bit kind of worn. I like a good worn book, though. You know what I'm saying? But in the dream, of all the stuff that was going on, I do remember somebody handing me that book. But this came back to me. I remember it in the dream, but I just like going throughout my daily travels in my waking state, technically speaking. I'm not even about to go into all that. In my waking state, I just remembered in the dream. I don't know who it was. I couldn't see the face. I'm pretty sure it was a man. Was handing me this book. It wasn't the person who gave me the book. It was a late friend of mine who actually gave it to me. The person gave me the book. In the way it's looking right now. So it came to me. I was like, oh, you know, I need to read that book. So I read a few pages the other day that made I remember what I read in the book. It says as soon as you start to contemplate God, as soon as you start to contemplate it, it's like, well, you don't even, like, go to church and, you know, and become home and none of that. You just start to, like, well, what is God? Your brain automatically starts to create new dendrites and neurons and things of this nature. As soon as you start to think it, what? That's some powerful stuff right there. See, the thing is, you are not the body, but what does the body do? You see what I'm saying? We only use a certain amount of our brain. So if you start to use more of your brain, what's going to happen there? You know what I'm saying? Again, it's about interpretation. It's not necessarily what's out here. It's about what's coming out here and what you're interpreting. The consciousness is not the brain. The physical body, the eye is not the physical body. Remember, the brain is part of the physical body, probably the most important part. You know, makes all the rest of this stuff, you know, function. You know, what you see is what you're conscious of. It's like a polarity thing. You know what I'm saying? So, what does God really know? This is where I'm going with this. It's not about an omniscient. It's not. If you know anything about one in the spirit, ain't no religion going on here. I got that about over 10 years ago. God is not religion. I was riding up I-30 West in Dallas. God is not religion. Damn, as clear as I'm talking to you right now, I was like, just have to be going down the street. The reason behind that, I might get into that one of these days, but yeah. But this is not a religious thing, but I believe in everything. There's one in the spirit. I'm your host, Von Robert. It's the show where this show is about everything. There's the connection of all things. And all things, I mean all things. You know what I'm saying? Get down to it. And I've always believed this. Well, not always, but recently, at least for the last 10 years, something like that. I ain't even sure if it's 10 years. But you get the gist of what I'm talking about. Be coming into my awakening, and I didn't read this. I just believed it. It just was in me. It's like an inner knowing that how you worship God, the infinite universe, if you about worship, is to do what you actually created to do, not hollering. No, like if you do what you do, I ain't dogging you. Do your thug fizzle. But it's not about that. You're doing what you were created to do. That's why I always speak. I speak to this a lot on the Sundays on the Law of Attraction show. I speak to this a lot. That inner desire, that feeling, that thing that moves you, your passion. That's God coming through you, working through you. Follow that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people go get degrees. And I'm not dogging you. Again, please believe, I'm never dogging anybody. You know what I'm saying? Everything has its place. You know what I'm saying? All things work for the good of those who love the Lord. That's the scriptures say. All things, no matter what's going on. You know what I'm saying? All things work to the good of those who love the Lord. So, understanding this concept, ladies and gentlemen, I'm never dogging anybody on this show. At the same token, what I am saying is that desire that's coming through you is God working through you. We actually curtail that flow by misconceptions and things of this nature. So what I'm saying is, in the beginning, the infinite one, becoming aware of itself, seeks to experience itself. Flip that script. Go to the writings of Guy Stephen Needless, the origin, becoming aware, seeking to know itself. You understand? Creates the 12 source entities and gives it a tad. It actually gives them the tad. Now, source entity one of the 12 source entities is supposed to be the purported to be the creator of this particular universe and multiverse. You know what I'm saying? And we get into that another time, but there are 12 of those. You know what I'm saying? And even as those are out to make those experiences. See, it seeks to experience itself. If you put this in perspective, it says, take it like Deepak Chopra said it. I forget exactly what book it was. What he was saying was, God is static. That is to say, God is omnipresent. The meaning static is everywhere. It's not moving. It can't move. It's all over. There's nowhere that God is not omnipresent. Or, like they said, I like the way my man Wallace Waddle put it in the book, The Science of Getting Rich. There's the thinking stuff from which all things are made, which in its original form permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. Nowhere that it's not. The only thing that God cannot get away from is itself. We are ways of God getting away from itself, out here having these experiences in whatever plane of existence coming down on the creational spiral where we exist at. We are ways of God experiencing itself. Look at your understanding of polarity system of your organ system. Your organs are actually understanding polarity. Your organs are snitching or having those experiences. All that's being reported back to God. So when you look at it from that perspective, you see what I'm saying? What does God really know? God knows what you give God. If you understand that life is not happening to you, life is responding to you, we actually ready make all of our experiences in life according to the choices that we make. This is why free will is given to us. We're the only beings created that have the on this plane of existence that have the ability to think. Animals move on instinct, move on stuff that drives them, like, you know, birds on the to whatever that I can. I'm drawing a blank on it, but you know what I'm getting at on this right there. But we have choices. You know what I'm saying? You can choose not to be angry. You might be angry, but you can choose, like, no, I'm not going to go that route and do something else. Other stuff doesn't. You know what I'm saying? So we're nothing but a cumulative. That's why I said without us, what is the creator? What is it? How do you even know who what even know? Does anything know it's there? It's just simply there. You are a way of getting away. You are God getting away from itself, the infinite, the universe, the absolute. It's a reporting system. Now, I'm gonna flip that script a little bit. You know how I say sometimes that we're in creator school. Now, this thought just popped into my head from years ago. I was like, yo, man, a galaxy or a planet or a sun, those are actual entities. Those are us evolved. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you're going to become a galaxy in your evolution, your whole evolutionary thinking, all this kind of stuff. A logos, if you would. Think about this. I got this from creator school. It was from a book that I came across when I was in Hawaii. I don't know why I even downloaded it. I think the cover looked kind of cool. I got it off of Amazon Kindle, one of my e-books. And it's called How to Meet an Archangel. Sufian something. I can't pronounce this gentleman's name. I hate to butcher people's names. I'm not going to try to pronounce the guy's name, but in chapter 2, it's about creation school. Think about this for a minute. And I spoke about this last week, in a sense. I'm gonna tie it up, and then I'm gonna make these three aspects come together and talk about one. And I'm gonna let it go. All right, here we go. In that chapter on creation school, it talks about us on certain having our consciousness developing on the first density, second density, third density, where we are right now, and where we're going to the fourth and the fifth. But technically speaking, we have been put into the creational spiral, the creation matrix, if you would, to see how we've done what we've already done. Now, that would be to suggest that we're living our life backwards. See what I'm saying? That would be to suggest that like right now is January 29th, a Friday, and we're looking forward to January 30th, which is a Saturday, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, as we know it. And we think we're going forward on a progression when in actuality we're actually going backwards. Everything that we've already lived, we're going looking forward to live, we've already lived, in a sense. We've been put into the creation spiral to see what we've already done, right? Now, remember I was talking about last week? I talked about this a couple of times. I did last week talking about the same stuff. What about we being he who controls the past? He who controls the past controls the future. But he who controls the present controls the past. So that's to say in the right now, right? Now I said two, but I have to throw three in because it's like, I know the sun is not shining right now, but consider when you're looking outside in the sun, it's like people look at the clock and it's like it's 3:49 in the afternoon. It's daylight, right? And technically speaking, even though you're standing there, you're actually looking at the past. Because it technically speaking takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the light of the sun to reach Earth. So you're looking at things that they've actually looked 8 minutes ago. Even though that's consistently, they always look even though it looks the same way at 249 and 349, you're looking at like as it's a drag, if you would, a kind of lap, a time lapse, if you would. Now, look at that another way. I got this particular view of that. What I just said: he who controls the past controls the future, but he who controls the present controls the past. Look at it another way. In the present, remember, he who controls the present controls the past. Technically speaking, we're looking at the present moment. We're witnessing the future pass into the... Let me see. I don't like I did that last week. We're looking at the future make the journey to becoming the past. And what we're seeing at the present moment, or the present, in the present, or in the now, is what we're looking at is we're interpreting these things. We are interpreting these things through, through our five senses. What we interpret with our five senses is the future going into the realm of the past. I'm going to just say it. Yeah, I like saying it the way. I'm looking for another word. I can't find it. We're witnessing the past pass into the realm of the future pass into the realm of the past. Now, understanding that, let me ask this question. This is some what-if stuff. I started to make this a what-if, but, you know, I don't script. It just come out. One in the spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. It's the show where your host is all over the map talking about one subject. It's how I roll. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Let me give you some what-if on it. Like, what if? And this makes a lot of sense to me as things have been coming, you know, making their way to me like they make their way to me. Now, look at prophecy. I came across this a couple of years ago, that prophecy is not a set deal. Prophecy is a set of probabilities. Probably happen, it's not necessary that it will happen. Okay, so obviously, if you got intuition, you'll see that I've technically passed into the realm of like revelation. See now, so if you understand what Jeff was talking about just now. You've already gone into the creation of spiral matrix to see why, what it is, how we've created what it is we created. Now, what if that those things that just speaks to revelation have already happened? But you, as representative of God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, right, you as that, us as that, me as that, you as that, are actually going through to change what it is we've actually done. You let that simmer for a couple of seconds. What are you talking about? Yeah. Your man is in your Kool-Aid right now. I said I was going to let y'all simmer for a minute to start talking. I mean, all right, hold up. This time I said I got to go do it again. All right. What if you were actually creational spiral? Creation spiral, same thing, technically speaking. What if you were putting to that? You, me, I. To change. Let me make the point. I was thinking about this. And see, this is not something I just was thinking. I don't know. It just came to me like this, and it made some sense. It's like, hold up. It's like you're talking to yourself in the present time. You're like, yeah, man, it makes, you know, like you're talking to one of your homies. Yeah, man, it makes some sense. It's like that. Technically speaking, I was looking at some writing from a gentleman like 4 or 5 years. Well, I'm sorry, this is about 5, 6 years ago. There's a three set of books by a gentleman named Bob Frisell. He runs with Grun Below Melchizedek, Leonard Orr, those cats. In the third book in this, he has a book, three books. His first book is nothing in this book is true, but it's exactly how things are. Then something in this book is true. And then the last book is we are spiritual beings having a human experience. In that book, the shortest book, there's a section in there where it's talking about the God code, I think it is, something to that effect. And what it's basically talking there is there's a theory in there. It talks about Atlantis, and it has something to do with the Tree of Life and the Vortex. It's after Lemuria was destroyed, then everybody was all over the place. For the survivors of Lemuria. And that's what we're passing out. When Lemuria was destroyed, the survivors spread all over the globe and killed the masters, the ascended masters, if you would, set up things on Atlantis. And then the Tree of Life, that diagram, the Tree of Life thing was set up on the continent of Lemuria, Atlantis, when Atlantis started out. And it attracted with 10 vortices. And they attracted, each form attracted being people to 8 of them. 10 of them, 2 of them attracted people that weren't from here. Now, the story goes that this is one of the spirits. I know how I do it. I ain't never seen knowledge as I ain't. One attracted some beings from 9. So this is like 65,000 years ago or so. One attracted some beings from 900,000 years or so in the past from that point, which was supposed to be like the Martians. But the one attracted some beings from like 800 years before where we are now, which were technically speaking the Hebrews spoken of in the Bible. Now the story goes that the scripture, not like the New Testament, but like the Torah. They wrote the Torah. What they did was they were like in the 2800s, 2900s from where we are right now. So 800 some odd years in the future from where we are right now. They needed to go back, because I guess as species we'd evolve that much, so where they could go back in time or go back in their evolution to go back and retrace some steps of some stuff that they actually did, that they knew that they would have to do. So they say, the story goes that they knew that they would have to, they knew that they would have to, it's kind of a funny story, they knew that they would have to, they were going to go back in time. So they knew what they had accomplished thus far. Going back than that, they would lose that. So legend says that they wrote the scripture, the Torah, the 5 books of Moses. But coming back in this particular time, they started to forget. They wrote the Torah so that they would know what it is they wrote. But even though they left themselves that manual, they forgot what they wrote. They forgot why they wrote what they wrote. It makes some sense if you really get down to it. Because the children of Israel, looking at it, like, damn, dog, they was consistently messing up, dog. Wasn't God always mad? If God is angry with them again, he struck them with a plague. Damn, he was smacking the kids up. So, in everything that I've just said to you, does that not make some kind of sense? Because really, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to let it go. There was something where I was in Sunday school a few years back on the last traditional church that I went to. And I actually went to that church for the Sunday school. And it was off subject, actually. I remember my Sunday school teacher was talking about how Moses wrote the script, wrote the Torah. How was he writing about his own death? That kind of makes some sense to me about that whole go back in time thing. So really, if you go with that, what if we're put in to actually change what it is we've actually done? Makes some sense, I think. What if? See, I'll tell you all day long, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna let this go. What actual God actually is. If you're looking at it as a, we can't even begin to comprehend it. It's like that beautiful woman, Scarlett Johansson, said in the end of the movie Lucy, where the young lady had them pouches and that they put their pouch of drugs inside her, and you know she was doing what she was doing. They kicked her up, beat her up, and next thing you know, she started gaining how to use her brain like that. Like one and one is never equal to when they ain't never been that. You think we've codified things to bring it to a scale, the unfathomable scale, so that we can fathom it. None of that stuff actually. We made some kind of system. We have made some kind of system that we've forgotten about. You feel me? We've made some kind of system to codify what it is, bring something that's unfathomable to be that we can fathom it. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave that on your plate, let that simmer for you a little bit. Exactly when I'll be back, Sunday, I'll be back sometime Sunday. Hopefully it's at 11 o'clock. I think it'll be 11 o'clock. If not 11 o'clock, I get at you sometime Sunday. Ain't no football being played this Sunday, so I get at you sometime. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Ron Robert. Again, this is a show where you are the cause and I am the effect. Thank you for giving me something cool to do. It is a pleasure to be of service to you right now. Again, I don't know exactly. I like the 11 o'clock, what they call it. But see, something happened last week. I'm kind of like intrigued about this. I don't have any callers, but hey, you know, last week it was all live listeners. Now, again, let me let you know, if you'd like to call in, have a comment, or, you know, join the discussion. I don't argue with people. Just going to get it established. Guest calling number is area code 646-787-1879. I'll say it again, 646-787-1879. That's if you'd like to call in. If you're listening to the live link that I share, it comes across Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk. You can listen live, but I don't know you're there. You have to call that 646 area code number I just gave you. I can actually see you in what's called my switchboard. Excuse me. I can see you in the switchboard, but at that same token, I can see you, I can let you talk to them, but if you're listening on the link, I understand some of you guys are shy. Love you anyway. And again, it's a show where you're the cause and I'm the effect. Ain't nothing saying you got to listen. So if that's how you rolling, do how you does. You know what I'm saying? But again, every show that I've done is archived. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be the O-N-E variety. Not the number one, but the O-N-E variety of one. www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. And there's some good content on there, and I'm quite sure it'll be in service of you, because again, cause you're the cause, it's a show, you're the cause, I'm the effect. So actually, I'm ordered by you. I'm just the cat that was listening, had his antenna up, and just actually, by some chance, started this show. I don't know what I mean. I'm bothered. I think it's like 110 shows that I've done. But until Sunday, sometime on Sunday, I don't know exactly when, you know it's all good over here. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go and chuck them deuces. Get at me. Oh, you know what? Before I go, there was one of my followers, a new follower actually. So what happens, and they put on a dashboard if a follower is actually listening to, they don't, not only if they listen to your show, but what other shows on Blog Talk they actually listen to, too. And I got onto a show called Access Astrology. Oh, my God. Y'all should go. It comes on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock, Wednesday nights. Is it Wednesdays? Yes, Wednesday nights. It's only a half-hour show, but three astrologers. I talked to one of them the other night. I was at work, and... I should have been doing it, but hey, gave me some good stuff, man. Stuff I already know, but I'm into astrology. I'm not first like they are. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, Access Astrology. Give them a call. Call the numbers, area code 347-215-8881. Call in and ask them something. You need some help with some stuff. That's a good show to call. So shout out to Access Astrology, let him give him a call. And actually, if you need, you guys are gamers, whenever he's on, Tony Cuff Gaming, hardcore gamer, good friend of mine. I know him, and boy, he should be writing game, but you know, he's doing his bit for that. And with that, now I'm going for real this time. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. Till next time, sucking deuces. One.